And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country. It's the coach. It's the AD. It's the call, the Massey Sports Report, live from where it all started on March 28th last year in the Soundgarden, freezing my little tush off, trying to keep the hands warm. But, you know, it's like anything else. When you're a coach, when you're AD, you got to make adjustments. And there's a big party going, not a party, but a breakfast meeting going on inside Coach's Corner. Now I can do this. I can't be wrong. And I had to make the adjustments. I told Chad I was thinking about coming out in the Soundgarden, but I guess I am glad. Now, you guys would love this, okay? First of all, good morning, Chad. How are you?
Doing good, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm inside in the COVID confines of the lobby here at the Marriott in Galleria. So it is a little bit warmer, but I will be filling you here at about 9:45 when I get to go stand outside for the next 8 hours. So
I know you got to do what you got to do. Your son's up there at that quarterback camp. You got to love it. I mean, he's going to learn a lot. So once again, I'm lucky I keep my stuff in the car. I had, I'm representing all local colleges today. Okay. So I got a Savannah College of Art and Design polo golf shirt on. So it's too cold just to wear that. So I got my Georgia Southern sweatshirt on top of that. And then on top of that, I'm representing Savannah State. So I'm all covered. And of course, the Braves. I had to put the hat on because the key to keeping warm when it's cold outside, a hat and gloves, but my gloves are home. So I'll just have to bear with it. We got a great show for you. Once again, we do three steps in the door. That's what we're doing right now. We'll talk about all local news, local sports. We got a great story at 9:15 local, at 9:30. 9:15, we got Savannah Spirit. We're going to talk about the Savannah Spirit women's professional golf team. 9:30, we got a guy from Savannah State. He's our athlete of the week. Great story. Overcame Hodgkin lymphoma. He got on the field yesterday. I mean, I can't wait to talk to Kyle Frazier, who is our Wetherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week up there from, I think he's from Augusta. Okay. And then we'll wrap it up with the Georgia Sportscaster of the Year. That's right. The state of Georgia, good old Frank Skelkowski, the big guy. But he wasn't coming on for that. I had him coming on talking about the Club Car Championship next week at the Landings, the Corn Ferry Pro Tour, talk about high school sports. Hey, but we got to give the big guy some love there, Chad.
Oh, without a doubt. He is. He's one of the best and obviously the best this year in the state of Georgia. I think a lot of it is how they continue to coverage athletics during COVID. I think it was a big testament to him, what they did with the senior profiles. And listen, man, Savannah's just blessed to have him and Amy and everybody that goes along with local sports there at WJCL.
So, all right, let's go. Ready? We're going three in the door, right? We go three in the door. We end the show three out the door. Am I grilling you today? You might not be here. Are you grilling me?
I'm grilling you if I'm able to be there at the end.
Let's see what happens. Okay. All right, let's start off. Step one, kick off with high school news. Step two is college. Step three is pros, okay? Rankings were out this week. Once again, every Monday, Score Atlanta, Savannah Christian boys soccer team. I think they're 10-1 right now. They're the only soccer team, which I can't believe is ranked fifth in the state in the Class A private. St. Vincent's is kicking butt. I just don't understand that one, Chad. And then on baseball, Benedictine 12-0. They took care of Islands last night. They're ranked third in the state in 4A. Savannah Christian still hanging on. They went on a little slide there, but they came back. They won like three or four in a row. They're ranked number seven in Class 1A private. So how come not soccer teams aren't getting in love this year?
I think it's just the we talk about this all the time, especially in private, it's the depth of schools in Atlanta. And really, it's just be real. That's where a lot of it's based out of. And now I know for us, and we get asked all the time, participate in rankings and polls. And so, like, I submit stuff every Sunday and Monday for rankings. I've had St. Vincent's up there. I've had, I mean, Christian's 10-1. We'll see, like, this coming week. Really, I think they play Country Day and they play us. So we'll see what that looks like, you know, this week from that standpoint. But 10-1 is 10-1. I don't care who you play. You're still winning. St. Vincent's, I think it's because they're here in South Georgia and there's so many depth of teams in Atlanta. But, hey, that'll work itself out when we get state playoffs. It always does. They'll get a shot to go against those land teams and see what they got. So we get into – Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I just lost you there for a second.
Yeah. So we get into baseball. You got BC, who's still undefeated. Big win last night. They're number three in the state. Christian is 7 and Class 1A private. So once again, my depth and talent there. I'm excited about BC and see the run they can go on this year. You know, I know they'll play some out-of-region teams as well as they're going. You want me to take the baseball scores from last night, or you want them?
Yeah, I just want to make sure. Hey, if you go to prepsportsreport.com, I got a ticker on top of the page with baseball, soccer. I'm trying to get the lacrosse hooked up, but go check it out. And if you have a score you want us to post, just email me or text me or Facebook me so I can get the score up there. But here are the scores that are up on the prepsportsreport.com sports ticker. Go ahead, Chad.
All right, so in baseball last night, they keep building the hill. All right, Richmond Hill won at Glen Academy 7-4. Effingham won at
12 strikeouts for Mr. Finley.
Whoo, bringing it. Effingham 8, Bradwell 0. BC, Oliver Islands 10-1. Hey, Genghis County.
Carter Holden, 3 innings pitched, 8 strikeouts. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you had soccer last night, so you didn't really get to see him, but I know you wanted to. But you'll have another chance later in the spring. Genghis County 4 over Bryan County 2, Calvary 11 over Savannah Country Day 3, Savannah Christian 13-3 at Aquinas, and Hilton Head Prep all over Memorial Day 13-0. Girls soccer last night, Glen Academy all over South Effingham 10-0. Vidalia picks up a big region win over Woodville 2-1. And Islands, once again, I'm telling you, Islands girls are doing a great job. 5-1 win over Savannah Arts. In the boys' side, we're missing the Glen South score, but Vidalia 8-2 over Woodville, and Islands, another big win. That's a huge win for them over Savannah Arts. That's two big wins in a row for those guys. Then the schedule today, all right, South Effingham at May River, Toombs County at BC. Savannah Christian's up at Aquinas today. That would be our three-game series in Calvary. With the win last night at Grayson, they go over to Country Day and play doubleheader day at 1-4.
All right, over at the Islands High School, not the Islands, but the Savannah-Chattah County Public Schools Island Stadium. Okay, big track meet again. Last week was the dry run. Today it's official. All public schools will be there. I got to give you this time, Chad. They use this new device on a laptop. You shoot the gun off, and the starter shoots his gun off, and the program kicks off. In the 100-meter, I don't know if we're going to count this. I don't know if Miles Split George will count this. Terrion Patterson from Islands ran a 10, this is not mistaken, a 10.48 100 meter race yet last week.
That's pretty darn fast. And so I'd be interested, you know, well, today is official. So we'll get to see if he runs it again today, then I'm sure he'll be on mile split. But like anything else, he's going to have chance to be laser time this spring. And so, listen, that's an impressive number. 10.4 is absolutely smoking.
All right. Let's go to step two, to colleges. Everybody wants to know, March Madness. We don't have any local teams left. Georgia Tech got knocked out. They were our last Georgia team in the tournament. So a lot of upsets. Hey, you got to love it. Number 15, Oral Roberts, who hadn't won an NCAA basketball game since 1974, knocks off number 2, the Ohio State, Chad.
Yeah, it was. That's why it's March Madness. You had games all up and down that lineup yesterday. That were super tight games. Purdue losing overtime to North Texas. North Texas controlled that game the entire time. Wisconsin drills my heels by hitting like 17 threes last night. It was just like unbelievable. Couldn't miss there. Loyola Chicago, hey, we talked about that over Tech. Oral Roberts, the big win. And so I think you'll see more today. Be plenty today.
Go to the Carl DeMasi Sportsport Facebook page. I got the whole schedule for today. So once again, Oral Roberts, big time out there. Okay, baseball, Savannah State. Okay, they're right in here. They're 6-3 on the season. They swept Clark Atlanta last weekend, but they dropped the opener of a 3-game series to Albany State yesterday. They'll come back and play a doubleheader today, and our guests can tell us about it at 9:30. But Tiger football, after 496 days, got back on the field last week, Chad.
Yeah, so it's good to see. I talked to Hunter Chadwick, our head of school, about they went down there to Mobile and watched the game and said exciting contest, some really crazy timing issues, some crazy penalty call or two. He said it was really just a little bit different there, but we'll get to talk to Mr. Frazier about that. But, yeah, 496 days off. hey, at least they got to play football and just a little taste of what's coming. Like I said, up here, I was telling Carl earlier, Dixie State from Utah flew in. They're playing Kennesaw State today. So it just shows you, hey, man, it is – sports is coming back. We're in full spring. It's hard to think about football in the spring college-wise. High school football in North Carolina. We got some people down here from North Carolina at this camp, and they got high school football kicked off last night. So Savannah State will play one more game this spring, which will count in the record books as the 2021 season. They're set for March 27th. That's next weekend. Yep. Home against Middle Georgia State. Kickoff for a homecoming match at Wright Stadium is 2 p.m.
Okay, so once again, the Tigers will be home. Don't know how. I don't have specifics about whether fans will be allowed in. Savannah State, Josh Peacock, their sports information director, he'll give us that information. Georgia Southern football starts practice at the end of the month, March 25th, 1 week away. Spring game will be April 24th. And, of course, Georgia, they're going through spring drills right now. I think April 17th will be the G game. Step three, professionally. Let's go. Step three, we talk about professional sports. Mikey Carter, Benedictine grad, Georgia Tech junior, but he's on the Miata Racing Series. He finished second back-to-back at the Sebring International Raceway in Daytona Beach, Florida. Thursday, he lost by a nose, okay? Yesterday, he came back from 15th place, and he was right there at the finish, but he finished at 12. He finished in second place. So, once again, coming from 15th, but the kid is good. I mean, he had to make a lot of adjustments to get back from 15th to second. You got to give that a lot of credit. And what's on his hood, Chad?
That little Coach's Corner logo right there looks good on his Mazda.
Now, John Henderson loves local kids, loves local sports. He is sponsoring Michael Carter Racing, and it's right there on the hood. It was exciting to see that. So if you want to see the finish, okay, once again, call the Demasi Sportsport Facebook page from Thursday. You could see he loses out by a nose. All right, pro baseball there, buddy.
Yeah, so the Braves are spring training. They're 9-8 so far. I know there's been some articles written about, hey, the struggles of the big three or four down there hitting, but they're starting to come out of it in the last couple of games. I know people were super concerned. They're all like Freeman, Albies, all those guys, Acuna, Ozuna, were all batting like, you know, below the Mendoza line. I'm like, listen, they're too good not to figure it out. So they're going to get it figured out from that standpoint. So, they're 9-8. I think the biggest thing is going to be a rotation as they set that up. Opening day, all right, is April 1st at Philadelphia. They're not home until the 10th versus the Phillies. So no major moves right now for the Braves, no big roster changes. And look at the Atlanta Hawks, back over 500, Carl, 21-20.
Hey, Nate McMillan comes in. They're 7-0 under Nate McMillan, former NBA great, former NBA hedge coach. Well, he steps in and 7-0, buddy. 7-0. I mean, they were so that means they were 14-20 coming into after the All-Star break. They've won seven straight, and it looks like a totally different team.
Yeah, they are. You know, the young talent was there, and whatever Nate has done, it's just been a breath of fresh air. And you're on a seven-game win streak in the NBA is huge. So they're on the road. They beat the Thunder 169-3, and they're at, but here's going to be your test. All right, you're in LA facing Lakers, you know, at 3:30. So, hey, we'll see what the Atlanta Hawks got now.
All right, pro Falcons, fourth pick in the NFL draft, Thursday, April 29th. Matty Ryan adjusted his contract, so they have more money under the salary cap. So Matty Ryan doing it again for the Falcons, whether it's on the field, off the field, in the community. Got to love Matty Ryan. I mean, you're not going to find a better guy, you know. And talking about better guys, what a way to retire. Drew Brees watching those four kids on the couch, so excited, announcing that dad's retiring so he could spend more time with them. I mean, that had to be the best retirement message I've ever seen, Chad.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of heartwarming. You understand what it's like to have that family time and be around your kids and let your kids do that. And, you know, Drew Brees can't sit still. I'm sure you'll find him coaching somewhere on a sideline, you know, probably whatever local high school's around him. I think they're going to stay in New Orleans. His heart and soul's there. So pretty awesome from that standpoint. Brian Harmon last week at Players' Championship had a great tournament, 12 under for a tournament, two strokes behind Justin Thomas, tied for third at TPC Sawgrass, and Brian Harman's off to a great start. Then this week in the Seaport, PGA Corn Ferry Club Car Tournament, at Landings, they do a great job. Tim O'Neill, Savannah Country Days, Reed Lauder, sponsor Egyptian there. So a junior high schooler will be playing in the tournament. Pretty amazing there.
All right. Remember, local baseball, the Bananas are back. Jesse Cole and the crew, they're back. They played their St. Paddy's Day last week in their kilts. They're still undefeated in their kilts, but it was a little chilly, so they had a little leggings on underneath. You know, real men that wear kilts, I heard they don't wear anything underneath that, so we won't get into that. But they won 4-2 in that tiebreaker. That means it ended tie. Both teams had the same amount of points. You put the pitcher and the catcher on the field. You get a batter. The batter hits the ball. You got to throw him out before he gets the home plate. 4-2 to Bananas over the Party Animals. You got to love it. They're there tonight.
Hey, there was a – hey, did you see there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about Banana Ball? So pretty awesome that, hey, here we are, Savannah, Georgia, Wooden Bat League, college, Banana Ball in the Wall Street Journal. Pretty awesome there for Jesse Cole and those guys.
And to end up this segment, because we're a little behind, semi-pro football, the Savannah Falcons defeated the Effingham Outlaws last Saturday night, 24-23. The next game I got, the Falcons be away versus the Carolina Spartans on March 27th. All right, I got to go get my guest. He's having a trouble hooking up, so I got to do the technical stuff while we go to a break. But once again, you're watching the Coach and AD live from where, Chad?
Center Sports Universe, where you're at, live at Coach's Corner there on Big Drive.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. Live from a chilly sound garden, or Chad in a very warm hotel lobby.
All time, that's Coach's Corner and Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder why. Sports, live music, delicious and generous portions of pub food, all for our fans. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. It's always game time at Coach's Corner. Pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite team, and pick a TV, and Coach's Corner is your place. Coach's Corner is always open for lunch, dinner, and now breakfast, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10:30. But remember, Coach's Corner still has takeout service. John Harrison and Coach's Corner crew has smoked Boston Blush, ribs, and chicken on the grill. You can place your order by calling Coach's Corner at 912-352-2933. That's 912-352-2933. As always, make it a night to remember at Coach's Corner.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision: faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299. That's 351-2299.
For over half a century, it comes in uniform, sporting goods, or trophies. Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps and best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson's Sports Shop. Come cutting it quick at Thompson's Sports Shop's new location, 6606 Abercorn Street, Suite 102 in Savannah. Every Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and seasonal on Saturdays. At locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies, come see where everyone is a
Yo,
winner.
You still want some real New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah, Georgia during this social distancing problem. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914 on the phone, Kabish. If you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering goods delivered, go to savtakeout.com, savtakeout.com to place the order. Remember, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, we ain't New York style, we are
Wellington
New York.
Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can, at the Wellington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier lifestyle. The Wellington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs.
Yeah. Good morning, Savannah. Welcome back to the Coach and AD on the call of the Monster Sport. Live from Coach's Corner. I'm out in the Sound Garden. I didn't want to come out here this morning, but, you know, we had to make a little adjustment. So I'm out here. It's a little chilly. The only thing I'm missing is my gloves. I got three layers of clothes. And, of course, it's with the AD, Chad Griffin, in a nice cozy hotel room up in the ATL.
Yeah. Hey, so it shows you how small world this is, Carl. So, you know, we're up here. We're doing this quarterback camp. And I get to meet someone. He walks in yesterday. He's got all North Carolina stuff on, repping UNC. All right. And we get to talking afterwards. He's from the same area that I went to college at UNC Pembroke. And so we get to talking. We talk about his principal, played baseball at Pembroke the same time I was there. And so it just shows you, man, what a small world this is. And so I've been sitting here chatting with a good buddy. We're getting ready to be friends because our kids are in the kind of same thing. And but yeah, he's from Pembroke, man. So his kid's an eighth grader at St. Paul's up there in Robson County. So right where I went to school. So we talked about Pembroke last night, all these things. And so it just shows you the small world of athletics and what it means, what it brings together and brings people together with.
I mean, no matter where you go, you always run into somebody that might know you, and you notice things that they're wearing. So it's just crazy. So, but anyway, we're going to talk a little soccer, okay? We're going to talk a little women's semi-professional soccer right here in Savannah, Georgia. They had their inaugural season last year. They did such a great job. And why not bring on the man himself that has to coach these young ladies? And he does a great job doing it. So joining us now on the Coach's Corner hot seat, hopefully I get this right. I've been practicing it. Okay, from the Savannah Spirits, head coach Chris Davidovich.
Yeah, man.
I got it right.
Good. You got it right. It was good. Yeah, that was really good. My college soccer coach actually called me Davovich. He completely took out a middle syllable, but I never corrected him, so I let him get away with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had to practice it last night about 500 times because Chad can tell you I can butcher names. I can butcher Hotel 6, which I was calling Hotel 8. So, you know, but it's just part of the job, having a lot of fun. So, but anyway, hey, congratulations on last year's inaugural season. So tell us, you got a year under your belt. And what was it like?
Yeah, I remember being on with you guys that morning. Just an incredible day. Obviously we're in a pandemic, but that day was when we had that crazy dust storm when all that dust was coming over from Africa. And it was wild because, you know, we had like 400 plus people there in the stands. Our Futures team won the first game, which was a bit unexpected because we were playing a team that had some pretty high level kids that have been competing together for a while. This is the first time these kids ever played together. So they won the first match and we're out there, you know, we're in the pandemic dust storm, 400 plus people. And the girls just belting out the national anthem. And I had tears in my eyes. I'm like, this is incredible. We've actually been able to pull off. And then for us to go win the game, that first game, we won 4-0, was just incredible. It could have been a lot more, you know. So, it was a great day. It started with you guys here. So hopefully we get the same juju going here for this coming season, you know.
So. Same juju. Chad, I would say same mojo, but, you know, I'm a little older. Go ahead, Chad.
Same thing, yeah.
Hey, well, Chris, and talking about that, you know, give us an update on what this spring looks like for you guys. I know we had you on last year and going through a pandemic, trying to get these games, these teams in. But what I was so impressed with, so multi-level questions here. Tell us about, hey, what the spring looks like, how that's setting up for your teams. And two, I was just so impressed with the culture that you guys are creating with the Savannah Spirit. It's just not about soccer. It's really character building, leadership. We had your goalkeeper on last year. I can't remember her name, but she was just a great, tremendous representative for you guys. So just talk about what this spring looks like. Hey, are you already had trials? Are you bringing people in? I know, you know, so just kind of walk us through that. And then also, hey, remind people about really at the heart of what Savannah Spirit is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jeanette Campbell was the goalkeeper you had on. Great kid. She's coming back this year. She was actually here in December for 3 weeks. She's doing an internship with the law office. I mean, she's just a tremendous person, you know. And she really exemplifies it. You know, at the core of it, we have our three C's, which is confidence, character, and courage. So we talk about that every day. We want to develop that, grow that. I mean, obviously it takes confidence to be great at anything in life and confidence. It's funny. I was talking to a buddy of mine last night about confidence, how it comes and goes, but how you really grow it, how you develop it. We want these women to be confident, you know, whether it's on the soccer field or whether it's being a lawyer or a doctor, whatever else they want to go after in life, you know, and become moms and wives and everything in the future. The courage side too, you know, you asked about the spring, like we had training in the winter. We had a lot of our college kids back. We probably had upwards of 50 players at one point out there training in this winter. We had 10 sessions. And so that's put us into the spring where we've been starting to get the girls together. We play on Sunday afternoons out at Jennifer Ross. We play in a 6v6 league. So whoever's in town, we come out and we play games. You know, and then that's really, again, goes to that culture thing. I don't coach a whole lot in those. I just let them play. We talk about, you know, how we build relationships. We start to connect. We're just trying to create that culture where we are a group, a unit. You know, it's much easier to go along when it's tough, when you have friends, when you have someone beside you versus doing it alone. So we're just using that right now. As far as the recruiting piece, yeah, even I checked my email this morning. I had another email from a player out in Mississippi. So I've had a player from New Zealand contact us about coming to play here. So it's been pretty incredible. For us and the coaching staff, I'm starting to look at it like, how am I going to fit all of them in? Like, I'm going to have some disappointed players this summer not being able to get on the roster. So hopefully they're not listening to this, but they're going to find out that soon enough. But it's been incredible. I think, you know, what everyone's been able to see either from the stuff we've done in the news or social media, like that's who we are. You know, it's not a show. It's not fake. I mean, it's not, you know, something we put out there and we try and produce. Like, that's just genuinely who we are. And I think, in fact, I know, like, people are feeling that and seeing that and just wanting to come in and be a part of it.
So. Well, you know, it's really caused a lot of excitement. I went to a couple of games last year, and, you know, even though it was COVID-19, you had fans there. People were loving it. And you and the girls and the whole organization did a great job. And what I like about it, there's some local flavor. You have anybody coming in that's locally that might be playing for the Spirit this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've got our local returners. Obviously, the O'Hearn sisters from Savannah are just incredible kids. You know, Erin, I think she's actually a GA at Georgia Southern now. So she's in the soccer world, you know, 24/7. And our sister's coming back. Obviously, Hannah Farmer's a Savannah kid. Sydney Martinez, one of our goalkeepers, you know, Rinkin, you know, born and raised. I think you guys have talked to her plenty throughout the years. We've actually been able to find a few more kids. Megan Snyder, her and her twin sister, they found us basically in the end of the winter, which is incredible. Megan's down at South Alabama, her sister's up in North Dakota. We've been really fortunate. I think, the word's gotten out in these players that are from the area. Allie Rathbun's another one. You know, unfortunately, she didn't get to play a game with us last year because she had to go back to Memphis early, but her and I have been texting every week. I mean, she's excited. She's actually helping me recruit a friend of hers to come and play here. So, and then we have some of the younger kids that are coming up, like Isabella Hogan, I think, is at St. Vincent's. I mean, she's a senior. She's tremendous. She's one of the younger players that's really breaking into that top group. Britt Miller's a local kid. You know, she goes to school in Hilton Head. She lives in Ridgeland. She started for us last year at 15 years old, center back. I mean, just tremendous player. You know, I mean, you know, her partner, Sarah McHugh, is 26, I think. And here's Brynn at 15. And you wouldn't know the difference, you know. We've got a couple of the younger ones, too, that are coming up. Kayla Jackson's made a huge stride this past year. You know, Kayla's a junior in high school. I think Courtney Allen's going to do well. Same thing. She's a junior down at Richmond Hill. She's coming back from an ankle injury. But I think those players you're going to see break into that top team this year, which is going to be fun, which is what we want. You know, that goes to that confidence and the courage thing. We have a couple 12 and 13 year olds that, you know, in 3 or 4 years, they're going to be a lot of fun to watch. You know, they'll play with our futures team this season, you know, probably the next 2 or 3, and then they're going to have a chance. You know.
Well, Chris, and talk about that as well. The futures team, you know, we know kind of the European model and the design of how that's helped just grow American soccer. So talk about the importance of the futures team and getting kids in there. And like you said, developing that culture. I know we had a couple of players on last year and they talked about how important it was for the older team to bridge that gap with the futures team and how they made them feel so comfortable just being a part of the group. It wasn't an older group and a younger group. They really integrated in. They felt super comfortable. So talk about the importance of that futures team and the model that you have guys going over there at Spirit.
Yeah, you know, it is truly unique. You know, truly, like this winter, we had a 12-year-old on the field and a 30-year-old on the field. I won't tell you their names, but I don't think Megan would mind. She's tremendous. It's unique where you can take players from different, you know, backgrounds, different generations. They come out, they love soccer, and that's their bond. What we've heard, you know, this is directly from the parents and the players, like the older ones enjoy getting to speak to the younger ones. They love mentoring. They really love the idea of giving back. And that goes to the character thing, you know, being able to reproduce yourself. The younger ones love it. At first, they're intimidated by the environment, which is what I want, because that fearful situation is going to, we're going to come across those things in our lives every day. You know, for us, we're going to be in a situation, there's going to be some fear, some trepidation. So what we talk about is you got to have the courage in that moment to step into it. And usually what we see is after two or three sessions, the younger ones all of a sudden come out, their shoulders are back, their heads up, and you can see they're just playing the game. There's no fear in it anymore, which is what we want. So yeah, that's the beauty of the Futures team. We've been able to bring in, you know, there's different clubs in the area. We've been able to bring these girls together, you know, instead of having this idea of separation. Well, I play here, I play there. Well, now these kids all feel like they play for the Spirit. That's who they're a part of. And, you know, so again, and that's a deeper thing. It's not just wearing the shirt, you know, it is a culture thing, and they feel like they are a part of it. You know, when I see their stuff on, you know, social media and Instagram, and they're excited about it, you know, that to me means the most, because it is unique. It's hard to bring people together, you know, especially we have some great personalities and some talented players. When you get that in that environment, you know, you have players they want to show, and they want to be the player. But it's amazing that they can be at that level, but also be a tremendous teammate. And that means so much to us, you know, in creating that environment.
And you're watching the Coach and AD on the Carl DeMasa Sports Report live from the Coach's Corner. Can't get it wrong over which shoulder I go today. Coach's Corner, Soundgarden. We're talking to the head soccer coach from the Savannah Spirit Women's Semi-Professional League team, Chris Davidovich.
You got it.
All right. My last question is, okay, tell us about, you got a summer schedule coming up, or is it a spring schedule? But you got a schedule coming up. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So big things for us, you know, here moving forward. We did get our schedule finalized here about 2 days ago. So we have, they've redone the conference. So I think there's 141 teams in the league now. So they've redrawn it's crazy. I mean, it's growing tremendously. Like every week they're, you know, showing more franchises. So we have four teams in our conference, Charleston, Beaufort, and two teams down in Jacksonville. So we have, you know, four home, four away. Our first game is, June 3rd will be a home game for us. First game's June 3rd. All of our home games are actually in June. And then we have two more in July to finish out away games, with two, you know, away games mixed in July. And then playoffs are like the 16th, 17th, and 18th of July. We obviously want to, you know, qualify for out of our division into the conference playoffs. Our conference actually has three divisions in it. So most of the other teams are like North Carolina, South Carolina teams. So we'll get going in May. I think that first week in May, we'll start training. I was actually over at Transform Savannah the other day. You know, they're going to be doing all our like performance training. So we're actually going to be getting our youth players, everybody in town, and even some of the older ones that are in town, starting to train there possibly next Saturday. And we're going to be doing training there regularly. We're going to do some baseline testing and start to build their strength, their base strength stuff. And then as we move into April, you know, it gets lighter out at night, we're going to start to get a few sessions in the week. The challenge we have right now is most of the girls are playing high school soccer, middle school soccer. So we don't want to burn them out during the week. So we'll be doing that Saturdays. But once we hit the beginning of that first week in May, we'll start to get our training in. Our college girls will start to trickle in. After May 9th, I think, is when most colleges are finishing graduation. So we'll start to get them trickling in. And then, you know, we'll be full bore probably by the 17th of May, 3 or 4 days a week, you know, in the gym at Transform Savannah. We have a yoga with, you know, we partner with Yoga Savannah. You know, they're doing our yoga stuff. So, and then beyond that, this is kind of official with you guys. We're launching our own youth academy. So these youth players we have, you know, we've looked and said, the time's right. We're going to build down. So moving into the fall, we're going to have our own teams. Nice. You know, we want to keep these girls together. You know, again, it's that culture thing.
So yeah, Chris, let everybody know where they can follow you guys on social media, what that looks like, so they can get an idea of keeping up with rosters, keeping up with everything that you guys are doing in the community. So just throw that out there for everybody.
Let me get the taglines right. Yeah. Our I had to adjust it because we had so many letters in. Our Twitter's at Savannah Spirit WPSL, but it's at SAV Spirit SC. Again, it was goofy trying to like come up with all the taglines to like fit it in, and then figure out who had what and who didn't have one. And then for us on Instagram is SC Savannah Spirit. We do a ton of stuff on Instagram. The league actually gives out like an award for social media. So we're working really hard to try and win that award this year. We've got some interns coming on that are much better than I could ever be with this, this stuff. The girls definitely help me. They're very helpful.
Yes. Yes. So. Girl. Hey, listen, kids know way more about this platform, and it's like it's instantaneous. They're like, just give me your phone and let me do this.
Sometimes that's what I do. I literally, Aaron or her in practice, like, just give me your phone, please. I'm like, all right, take it.
So. Chris, good luck. We'll keep in touch. We'll get back with you in May when you start full swing. Once again, Savannah Spirit doing a great job, local women's semi-pro team, and helping the young girls in the area with soccer. Great job. Thanks for coming on. And
thanks, guys.
Once again, go Spirit.
Thanks. Yeah, Coach, we'll do stock tips next time, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes. I bought what you said last time, and it's still doing
that. Well, yeah, I know. It went up 50% that following Monday. How about that? Yeah, that was luck, by the way. That was luck.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
we'll take any advice we can get. Thanks, Chris.
Absolutely. All right, we'll see you guys. Bye.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Yep.
Well, it's an organization that's moving and grooving, and they got the JoJo going, and it's something special. So you got to check out Savannah Spirit. Women's semi-professional soccer team. It's unbelievable. Local flavor, you know, great job.
Yeah, I mean, when you're building a culture, I love the three C's that he talked about, and you're building a culture with that, and you get kids to buy in. I remember when we had, you know, the Hearns on, and it's just a great – I mean, you can just tell people are bought into it. Everybody understands what's going on. And it is, you got to start somewhere. So I love it when we get people on, Carl, like Chris, and like, hey, here's stuff, something starting new. They believe in it. They've got it going. They're totally into it. And so it's pretty exciting from that standpoint.
All right. Next up, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, college football player from Savannah State, Kyle Frazier. Great story. Overcame cancer. Back in the fold again, got on the field last Saturday again. I'm all excited to see how what his interpretation was last week game. 496 games, days without a game. You got to love it.
Yeah, so we get to see Chris. Hey, I have to probably move around, jump off a little bit here and there as we're getting ready to take kids out to the field. But I'll jump on when I get back in the car.
Up next, Kyle Frazier from Savannah State. You're watching the coach and the AD live from Coach's Corner in the Soundgarden, all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. Kyle, 3 minutes. Hang in there. I know you've been waiting patiently.
All time, that's Coach's Corner and Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running. And it's no wonder why. Sports, live music, delicious and generous portions of pub food, all for our fans. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. It's always game time at Coach's Corner. Pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite team, and pick a TV, and Coach's Corner is your place. Coach's Corner is always open for lunch, dinner, and now breakfast, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10:30. But remember, Coach's Corner still has takeout service. John Harrison and Coach's Corner crew has smoked Boston Butts, ribs, and chicken on the grill. You can place your order by calling Coach's Corner at 912-352-2933. That's 912-352-2933. 2933. As always, make it a night to remember at Coach's Corner.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision: faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299. That's 351-2299.
For over half a century, it comes in uniform, sporting goods, or trophies. Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps and best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson Sports Shop. Come cutting it equipped at Thompson Sports Shop's new location, 6606 Abercorn Street, Suite 102 in Savannah. Every Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and seasonal on Saturdays. At locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies,
Come see where everyone is a
Yo,
winner.
You still want some real New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah, Georgia during this social distancing problem. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914 on the phone, Kabish. If you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering goods delivered, go to savtakeout.com, savtakeout.com to place the order. Remember, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, we ain't New York style, we are
Wellington
New York.
Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can, at the Wellington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier lifestyle. The Wellington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wellington at the Wellington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs.
And it's the Coach and the AD live on the Call to Monster Sports Board from the beautiful, chilly world of Coach's Corner Soundgarden. And it's all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. So we talked a little Savannah Spirit women's soccer, Chris Davidovich, the head coach. They'll be going to May. But this is what I love to do. This is all about the kids in our area, whether it's from the youth, or the Ute, I like to say, leagues, whether it's from middle school, high school, college. Hey, send me a player's name. Send me your kid's name. We want to talk about it. I mean, if you've been following Savannah State football, they've been doing a great job. They're recruiting locally. The program has gone to the next level with Sean Quinn and the coaching staff. And, I mean, I'm proud to follow it and be part of it. My son is one of the coaches over there. I mean, it's just great. From being a head football coach at Savannah, Georgia, and seeing what – Savannah State is doing now with their football program, with their athletics program, is simply amazing. It's something that, you know, you really got to be part of. While this next young man, okay, is from Augusta, Georgia. All right. Everything was going great. He signed a national letter of intent to come play at Savannah State. Next thing he knows, he's got a little lump in his neck and he gets diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. But being Savannah State, being Sean Quinn, he stuck with the national letter of intent. This young man went through all the treatment. He's in remission now. He's back on the field. You probably heard back in October that he was part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation where he got to be part of his favorite team. I don't know, a kid from Augusta, Georgia likes the Rams. I don't know where that came from, but we'll ask him about it. But it's just this great story. He got back on the field, played spring football last year, played last Saturday in the Gulf Coast Challenge, which Savannah State wound up losing 36-28. But joining us now, on the Coach's Corner hot seat from Savannah State, redshirt freshman, okay, defensive lineman, tight end. I know my son told me he plays 1,000 positions. Okay, it's Kyle Frazier. Kyle, thanks for waiting. I know it's been a while since you jumped on here and you've been waiting patiently. But once again, congratulations. And once again, hey, God bless that you're out of that, Hodgkin lymphoma area.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
So tell us. It's a blessing. Tell us, how did you wind up? Tell us about Kyle Frazier, where you came from, and how you wound up winding up at Savannah State. How did they recruit you?
Oh, so originally I was heavily recruited by Albany State. In the beginning of January, Coach Quinn, rushed over there, rushed into the office with my coach. And so my coach called me up real fast, say, a coach from Savannah State wanted to see you real quick, hurry up and get down here. So I rushed down there and just love Coach Quinn, positive energy and things like that. He says potentially he's going to be the new head coach and he's trying to get some guys. He saw my film. He saw a couple of things about me. And then just from me to him, he said, just a positive guy. That's what I'm looking for, things like that. It was just that connection. So went on a visit and I, just fell in love with the guys that, he kept on the team. We have the same mindset, just the same type of mentality, never quit positive mentality, that willpower. I just love those guys. And that what originally made me commit.
So where did you attend high school in Augusta?
I went to Glen Hills High School.
All right. And when you're, when you're in high school, okay, I know you're probably a big fish. What position did you play? And, you know, what was Glen Hills High School like?
Well, positions I played a myriad of positions. You know, we're kind of a smaller school in a big city. We have multiple high schools. So, you know, I was trying to show coaches that, you know what I'm saying? I'm a team guy. I play tight end, every position on the O-line, defensive line. I play linebacker. I play fullback. I long snap. I kick. I just try to do anything, you know, to try to get my name out there. And Glen Hills, you know, just – it was in a big city of Augusta, one of the more smaller schools, didn't have that many players on the team. And, right. You know, our program, our athletic program, you know, I think they're kind of behind and want to say underdeveloped. Love my city now, not disrespecting my school. I'm just saying it just is what it is.
All right. So long snapper, fullback, defensive tackle, linebacker. So if I had to ask Kyle Frazier, what's his favorite position? What would he tell me?
Just give or take. You just got to catch me on the day. I love offensive line, defensive line. Just got to catch me on the day of how I'm feeling. This is how it is.
Do you like to be hit or do you like to hit?
I say I like to hit. Go for defensive line. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So you're all excited. You're coming to Savannah State. You sign your national intent and then you find a lump in your neck. How did that all come about?
It just came about, you know, after a workout, just went home, took a shower, just took a look in the mirror. Not even like just a quick look. And I was like, oh, my God, my neck's swollen. Went to talk to my mom. My mom's in the medical field. So she took a glance at it and then looked back real fast. And she felt that it wasn't hot to the touch. It wasn't hurting when she touched it. And she just, you know what I'm saying, her heart dropped. She kind of knew that something was up. So she rushed me to the hospital. I had no idea of it. I just thought it was like a little infection. I was fighting something. So, yeah.
Wow. And what was the treatment like? What'd you have to go through?
Not going to lie, it was a hard 4 or 5 months. Just treatment in and out, just sick every day. And just, you know, have those days where you look on social media accounts, you see your friends going off to school, you know, you kind of go to some dark places, but I had a good support group around me that kept me positive. And yeah, treatment was a little bad, yeah, but just stay positive, you know, kept a smile on my face and support system, my doctors and everyone helped me through it. So yeah.
And if you just joined us, it's the coach and AD. The AD had to go take his son over to another part of the camp. They're up there in Atlanta, quarterbacks camp, Chad Griffin. So I'm going solo here with my Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic athlete from Savannah State, from a Glen Hills High School in Augusta, Georgia, Kyle Frazier, who's now defensive lineman, fullback. I don't know what they got. I asked Russell, my son, what positions, and he started naming all positions. I said, what does this kid do? He said, Dad, he'll do everything we ask him to do, and that's what we're looking for at Savannah State. So he does a great job over there. So, you know, you're getting over the treatment, you're getting over it. What did Savannah State do for you?
Savannah State just helped me keep faith. You know, the guys on the team hit me up almost every week. Coach Quinn, when he would come, when he came to recruit, he came to see me, and you know, they always looked out for me, sent me emails, the staff and administration. I just love the culture over here. I love the positive vibes over here. It just kept my faith. Just know I have a home away from home when I get there. So, yeah.
Everybody stuck with you. So so tell us, you know, you've been at Savannah State now almost a year and a half. What do you like so much about Savannah State as far as the school goes?
The professors and administration is a big part. They're a big help. They don't help you. I mean, they don't let you struggle. They don't let you fail. And that was a big thing I looked for. And the classroom size are real well. I'm fitting in real well. I have a 3.78 GPA.
Nice.
Yes, sir. So that kind of shows a lot. The professors are a real good help, you know, just don't let you fail. And yeah, that's what one of the main things I look for.
What's your major? What are you majoring
in? Biology.
Nice. Yes, so what are you going to do with that? You
I want to either be a sports rehab doctor or a chiropractor. Just, you know, trying to iron it out.
Well, 3.78 and you're on the right track. We could see Dr. Frazier hopefully in a couple of years. Well, of
yes,
course,
sir.
It's more than a couple of years, but I know you'll work hard at it. So, all right. something special happened. You know, Make-A-Wish Foundation heard your story. They loved it. And they said, okay, we're going to have you on Monday Night Football. How did you choose the LA Rams?
So I'm a big fan of Aaron Donald. At first, Todd Gurley, when he came out of Georgia, I was a big Todd Gurley fan. I was a big Georgia fan, big Todd Gurley fan. So looking at it, I saw Aaron Donald go to that team. I saw how he progressed. I loved his story. I loved the type of player he was. So I just followed him and just became a big fan. I honored my game after him. I just love the things he do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody grows up and they pick a favorite player. I know I happen to grow up in New York, and of course, my favorite player played for the New York Jets, and I'm going to give away my age, and I know Russell will laugh at this, Joe Willie Namath, the kid from Pennsylvania who went to Alabama, showed up in New York and helped win the Super Bowl. I know, I'm an old guy. Back in the day, Joe Willie was a thing, so, but yeah, I've always loved Georgia football. Herschel Walker, I mean,
Herschel Walker, yeah.
I mean, it's just the whole, you know, Coach Dooley and Irk Russell. I mean, so you don't have to live somewhere to like somebody, but it's something special. So I hear now, you overcome the disorder, the disease, and you're in remission. Now from what I read, you're a spokesperson now for Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Yes, sir. Just raising money, raising awareness, and just trying to help out as much as possible. Use my platform as much as possible, and yeah.
Do it, giving back to the community, eh?
Yeah.
Which I know you guys at Savannah State got to do a lot, right?
Right, right. But we love it, though. We love it, though.
Oh, I know. I know. You guys are always there when you need someone. When I do my race, Russell always brings a bunch of Savannah State Tigers out there to help me out with it. It's really appreciated.
Yes, sir.
Last question I got to you. All right. You've overcome, your disease. You're working hard. If you had a young high school player come up to you and say, Kyle, what do I need to get to the level where you're at? And what do I need to reach my dreams? What would you tell
him? Reach your dreams. You know, just your willpower to get out there, the willpower to show what you can have in store. You know what I'm saying? Just use all your your platforms, all your social media accounts to your advantage. You know, just never give up. It's all about that willpower. It's all about walking by faith, not by sight. You know, that's basically all I got to say. It's what I live by now.
You're watching the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the Coach Nate D with the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week with Kyle Frazier from Savannah State out of Augusta, Georgia. All right.
There you go.
Right here, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Last question. All right. 496 days. You guys hadn't played a game against somebody else. You've been beating each other up. You've been practicing with each other. You've been close with each other. The coaches have been riding your tail. What was it like? I know it was a tough one. You lost. I listened to it. I couldn't watch it. I couldn't get down there to watch it. My wife and Russell's wife went there. But what was it like after 496 days to finally step on the field?
It was just built up to tension, had a chip on your shoulder. But for me, it was really just emotional, just having my parents there. It was indescribable. I couldn't stop tearing up, seeing my mom in the stands. I just couldn't stop tearing up, and tears kept falling. And it was just a great environment to play the first game, man. Playing in a golf course challenge, and just that environment there, the music, the band, the other team we played, it was just great. Just great.
Great atmosphere. All right, you guys come back next weekend against Middle Georgia State College, bringing back their football program. You guys excited about that one?
Oh, very excited. Cleaned up some things, had some things to work on. You know, it was just the first game back. Just got to get a few game scenarios cleaned up and what to do here, and not just getting ready to finish out a game. Yes, sir.
I can imagine what the coaches want you guys to clean up. Well, Kyle, first of all, God bless. I'm glad that you're in remission and you've overcome a disorder that most people at your age would be tough to handle. And Savannah State for sticking with you. And you're part of something great going on there. And I can tell you that you represent the Tigers very well. And keep up the great work. And, you know, I teach health and personal fitness. If the kids come back to school next year and everything goes the way planned, I'd like you to come in and talk about overcoming a disorder and how you dealt with it. I mean, it would be great to have you as a guest speaker.
Would love to come. Yes, sir.
And just remember this. I am the real Coach DeMasi.
Okay then. I'll let son know. Yes, sir.
Kyle.
No problem.
Keep up the great work.
All right. You take care.
You too. Thanks for coming on. I'm trying to work my mouse here, and it's not working. But Kyle Frazier, freshman over at Savannah State, had to come over. Hodgkin lymphoma, had to go through the rehab and the treatment and being sick. And Savannah State, Sean Quinn, and Savannah State and the coach staff to stick with this young man. You could tell he's a well-spoken young man, 3.78 grade point average, taking biology, wants to become a sports doctor or somebody in the sports field with a doctor degree. I mean, it's something special, and I'm glad that he could make it. So once again, you have a young man, whether it's youth sports, middle school, high school, college, let me know. I want to promote these local guys, local girls in Savannah, Georgia. That's what it's all about. Well, the next guy, I've been promoting him since the day when I met him. Back in 2006, he finally found the right place in Savannah, Georgia. But you know what? He got an award yesterday, and he deserves it, okay? This is the hardest working man in sports in the state of Georgia. He never stops. He also has three ladies at home he's got to take care of, and all the ladies at work. But you know what? He was named the state of Georgia sportscaster of the year. And of course, good friend of mine, love this guy, the big guy, Frank Silikowski, coming on. We're not going to go in the ropes. We're going to go between the ropes, talk about the golf tournament coming up, and talking about this crazy world of COVID-19 with the big guy. Stay back. Stay tuned. All right. My mouse is not working there. Okay. Let me, I got to scroll up. There we go. Nope, that's not what I want. Okay, you got to love live radio, live internet, okay? I got to get the commercial booted up here, but once again, we'll be back in 3 minutes with the big guy, the Georgia Sportscaster of the Year, Frank Silikowski from WJCL. You're watching the Coach Nate D on the Call of the Monster Sports Report live from the Soundgarden at Coach's Corner. 3 minutes, big guy.
All time best Coach's Corner in Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder why. Sports, live music, delicious and generous portions of pub food, all for our fans. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. It's always game time at Coach's Corner. Pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite team, and pick a TV, and Coach's Corner is your place. Coach's Corner is always open for lunch, dinner, and now breakfast, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10:30. But remember, Coach's Corner still has takeout service. John Harrison and Coach's Corner crew has smoked Boston Butch, ribs, and chicken on the grill. You can place your order by calling Coach's Corner at 912-352-2933. That's 912-352-2933. As always, make it a night, remember, at Coach's Corner.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped.
Uh-oh, did something wrong right there. Hold on.
All-time best Coach's Corner in Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder why. Sports, live music, delicious and generous portions of pub food, all for our fans. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. It's always game time at Coach's Corner. Pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite team, and pick a TV, and Coach's Corner is your place. Coach's Corner is always open for lunch, dinner, and now breakfast, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10:30. But remember, Coach's Corner still has takeout service. John Harrison and Coach's Corner crew has smoked Boston Butch, ribs, and chicken on the grill. You can place your order by calling Coach's Corner at 912-352-2933. That's 912-352-2933. As always, make it a night, remember, at Coach's Corner.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299. That's 351-2299.
For over half a century, it comes in uniforms, sporting goods, or trophies. Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps and best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson's Sports Shop. From cutting it equipped at Thompson's Sports Shop's new location, 6606 Abercorn Street, Suite 102 in Savannah. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and seasonal on Saturdays. At locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies,
come see where everyone is a
Yo,
winner.
You still want some real New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah, Georgia during this social distancing problem. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914 on the phone, Kabish. If you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering goods delivered, go to savtakeout.com, savtakeout.com to place the order. Remember, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, we ain't New York style, we are New York.
Wellington Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can, at the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier lifestyle. The Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherton at the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs.
And welcome back to the Coach and AD on the Call of the Monster Sports Report live from the Sound Garden at Coach's Corner. All right, I've been waiting for this guy to get here. It's Saturday morning. It's chilly outside, but I talked to him because he's got a big special coming on. He always does a great job with the local golf tournaments. We got the Korn Ferry Club Car Championship coming up this week. He'll kick it off Wednesday night on TV, but also want to talk about local sports. And while I was Googling his name, I found the Savannah Business Journal internet source, media source, WJCL Sports Director Frank Silcaski has been named the George Sportscaster of the Year by the National Sports Media Association. Silcaski is the first Savannah area sports anchor to be chosen in the awards history. He's been here for 2006. It seems like he's been in my life forever. But once again, the big guy, Frank Silcaski. Okay, Frank, I'm having trouble with my mouse, buddy. I put a picture of Mickey Mouse for you because it seems like you never have a problem with Mickey Mouse.
No, you know what? Mickey Mouse may look a little bit more awake than I am and more you know, ready to go, face the day, so to speak. You know, it's Saturday morning. I'm actually in this weekend. I'm actually working today. Amy is off at a wedding, so she has to go get all done up and go to a wedding. So I'm working today, and on my way over to Statesboro to get some golf. Yeah, you talked about it. We got the Korn Ferry Tour, got the Club Car Championship coming up at the Landings today, going over to the Schenkel Invitational over for Georgia Southern Golf, and that's always a big to-do, and it's one of those things that I've been covering since I was in college at Georgia Southern, so that's going to be a fun tournament while I'm over there. I figure I'm going to go get a little Georgia Southern softball this afternoon as well. You know, I love seeing those local athletes that I've covered, you know, especially in high school and then doing their thing in college. I haven't yet got to see this season Bailey Wilson from Effingham County play for Georgia Southern. So I'm going to take a look over there at the Eagles this afternoon as well. So I'm going to spend some time in Statesboro. But again, we are getting ready, like you said, for a big week with that Korn Ferry Tour coming up. And we'll be going inside the ropes again this week at the Landings for the Club Car Championship. Looking forward to it.
All right, quickly, when you heard you were voted by the National Sports Media Association as Georgia Sportscaster of the Year, I mean, you got to give yourself a little love here, big guy. You work hard. You're tireless. You're at every single signing, every single event. I mean, and now you're doing the news on top of it. And then you got three lovely ladies at home you got to take care of. I mean, great award. Congratulations. And the first one from Savannah.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Coach. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, when I went into this business, when I went into television and doing what I do, it was never about the awards and everything else. And you know it yourself. When you go into it and you went into coaching, you know, the championships are nice, but you do it for the kids. You do it for the athletes. You do it in the hopes of making a change. You know, years ago, it actually came down to I was either going to go into television or I was going to be a special education teacher. Those were going to be my two choices. I was going to, you know, possibly be a special education teacher and be a coach. And then I thought to myself, I was like, why waste all of this in the classroom? let's give it to the world. So I went into the television, and you know, it was one of those things where times were tough starting out, but I wouldn't change a thing. It's helped me get to where I am today, and that's actually you know, my dream job. You know, when I got into television, when I was a senior at Georgia Southern, I did my internship here in Savannah at a now competitor. At one of the other stations in town. I had a chance to do an internship alongside legendary sportscaster Rick Snow. He taught me so much, and that internship was such a valuable experience in the summer of 1997. Look at myself. I'm trying to give myself be a little bit younger. 1997, and it was one of those things where I knew that I wanted to be in Savannah, and I knew that I wanted to cover sports the way we're covering it. And that's to, you know, try to be there, try to be ingrained in the lives of these student athletes, these college athletes around our area. Yes, we're going to talk about professional sports. Yes, we're going to take care of some of the big things that have to be taken care of. But you know what? You can't click on ESPN and get, you know, the local teams playing. You're never going to go to ESPN and see Calvary and Savannah Country Day playing. You're never going to be able to go see, you know, St. Vincent's Rivalry if you click on, you know, Fox Sports South. So it was one of those things where that was the plan of attack. Again, I never went into this thing for the awards. I'm blessed, humbled, and thankful that they've come along the way. You know, it's really big for WJCL. I mean, when I got here back in 2006, you know, WJCL wasn't very active in the local sports scene, and I made that my mission. You know, from night one when I got to town, my first night, I went to a Beach High School basketball game, and from there, that kind of set the tone. Heck, I remember, and you talked about it, we've known each other for a long time. I remember very early on there going out to do a Groves football preview and meeting this Yankee with his Yankees cap on there, right there in Garden City with that. And I'm like, who the heck is this guy? I got to get to know this guy. He's awesome. And from that point, you know, it's really created and been a great friendship. And you know, I gravitate towards people who kind of have the same thought process, goals, dreams, aspirations as I do. And, you know, since day one, I knew that you cared for the kids, and it's been a great friendship, and I'm honored to call you a friend, and I'm honored to be here in Savannah.
They got a big meeting going on, so they're moving out here. You might hear some stuff in the background, so let's bear with it. But, Chad, go ahead. You got to throw a question at the big guy?
One, man. Hey, just want to tell you, I know Carr's already said, but congratulations to you, WJCL, Amy. I mean, it's just – I know it's a team effort, and that's how you felt. I was listening to you talk about you're right. You don't get into this for accolades. You don't get in this for – awards, but they come along when you do things right. And Frank, that's been the biggest thing, the funnest thing to watch with you guys is how you pour into the athletes. I mean, you're just another coach, you know, Coach Sikowski, because you guys pour into these kids as much as we do, because it's your love and passion about sports, about telling the local story, about really telling, you know, those in-depth things that, like you said, don't get covered on a different stage than what you get to do here. And it's so special and so important from that standpoint. Like I said, I didn't get to hear really what you and Carl talked about before I jumped in. So I asked another question, just answer it again, I guess, you know, so from that standpoint, hey man, what is, we talk about this all the time, the funnest thing that you've covered from that standpoint, what are one of the funnest moments? Let's talk about, let's start kind of like now. I know 2020 and COVID was a different thing, but I thought what you guys did with the seniors last year put you guys separate and over the top. But talk about what are some of the funnest moments that you've had coming back from COVID that you've covered?
I tell you what, it's been such an eye-opening and such an experience. And, you know, Chad, you were one of the guys who I talked to immediately when it happened, you know, because we wanted to know how you guys were dealing with it. And, you know, I think the most rewarding and the most interesting thing to cover has just been that sense of normalcy again, to be out there playing. You know, when you start talking about, you know, the kids being in the classroom, even some who are still learning virtually, but they're getting that opportunity to play the sports they love. And it's amazing to see the difference a year makes. I mean, this time last spring, having student athletes having those opportunities, you know, put on the side on the back burner because of COVID, and rightfully so, it had to happen. You know, without those indications, without those sacrifices that were made last spring, we're not here this spring. And I know we talked about that, you know, this time last year when it was all going on. You know, I think the class of 2020 deserves a lot of credit. It's not going to show up in the record books, and it's not going to show up in individual awards or state championships, those spring sports. But they sacrificed so that this year and moving forward could have some normalcy and could play sports. So I think that's the biggest thing. You know, if I'm talking about individual, I thought it was pretty awesome to be back out covering high school baseball so far this spring. And it's been amazing to watch, you know, teams and individuals doing what they do so well. I was there a couple weeks back when Carter Holton threw a perfect game. You know, it's one of those things where I was there when he threw his first perfect game against Statesboro as a freshman. That's what I love about my job. I get the opportunity to see these things, be part of history, but to watch these young people grow up and watch these young people not necessarily just achieve great things in sports, but in life. I mean, you know, that's one of the fun things. And we'll go back to, you know, Coach DeMasi was just talking about, you know, Russell over at Savannah State. That's rewarding to me. A kid who I watched, you know, since he was, you know, in ninth grade. Now growing up, married, you know, starting his own family, coaching, making a change. That is awesome. And it's something that I love. And it's fun because we get that opportunity. And I'm so blessed that parents, coaches, athletic directors, they give us as the local media an opportunity to be part of that history and to be able to share not necessarily just the good times, but the bad times too, you know, and be there for it all. I mean, it's the most rewarding thing you can experience to me is watching these young people come up through the ranks and then become good people and grown adults. I mean, I can't explain how much pride I take having known a guy like Davion Mitchell from Liberty County High School as he's playing in the NCAA tournament. You know, a guy like Richard LeCount who's overcome an injury and goes through pro day and is going to the NFL. You know, it's those type things. But it's not just those guys who are still doing it sports-wise. You know, when I'm out to dinner, you know, I may be at Coach's Corner on a Thursday night eating. I see somebody, you know, who played for baseball for Jenkins back in 2008. And they come up and they thank you for coming to that game against, you know, South Effingham. And they remember that. That's what we're here for. That's what our job is for, to help, you know, be part of those memories and to be able to share those stories in video. And just be there. That's what's so rewarding.
And if you just tuned in, you're watching the Coach and AD right here live from the Coach's Corner, the center of the sports universe. I had to move inside, guys, and that's what's great about this program. I could walk and still do an internet show. So once again, but Frank, you touch so many lives. You do such a great job with it, and we appreciate it. Chad and I love what you do, and like I said, you've always said to me, I do what I do because I love what I do. And you know what? You can hang out with Dr. Seuss because he loved what he did too. But anyway, let's get into why I want you to get on also was tell us about you and me. Got to go between the ropes. You're going to go under the ropes, in the ropes. Tell us all about what's coming up with that Corn Ferry tournament.
Well, I tell you what, it's so great. And that's one of the great events that we have here. Shining over me and that crew, they do such a great job out at the landings. And a big credit to all the folks who volunteer, live out there at the landings, always so opening and welcoming. Yeah, we go inside the ropes. Of course, you already have today and in this weekend some of the events associated with the Club Card Championship going on out there at the landings. But those golfers are going to be heading this way tomorrow evening into Monday and start their practice rounds. And we'll be going inside the ropes. Our coverage will begin Wednesday. We'll go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with extensive coverage at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, we'll do Sunday a big recap at 11:30 on WJCL. Professional sports here in Savannah, it's something to really rally around and support. And this event has been so much fun. One of the cool things about this year is the local ties that we'll have. And those are the guys that, we'll spend some time with. Of course, Tim O'Neill from Savannah will be in this year's tournament. You got a guy like Shad Tootin, who played at Armstrong, was a two-time All-American. He'll be in the field, and it's always great catching up with Shad as well. And then, of course, one of the big stories, one of the more exciting stories, is you have a Savannah teenager who's receiving an exemption to play at this year's tournament. Of course, talking about Reed Lauder from Savannah Country Day, the junior. Been covering this guy for a long time already. Such a talent there on the links. I had a chance to catch up with him earlier this week. Kid can't take the smile off his face. Going to play in his first ever professional golf event. And it's going to happen at a place that he knows pretty well. And that's the Deer Creek course there at the landings. Just a couple years ago, the guy, set a course record out there when he was even younger. So it's even cooler to do that. So awesome. And, Coach, you were talking about, going and being on the move while you're doing this. Here's the beautiful thing. I'm in the car, and I can go ahead and I can get stuff. Thank you so much. Shipment's coming in. Appreciate it so much. Listen, look, that doesn't happen anywhere else. I got mail came.
Drive-through.
whether it's live radio, live TV, live internet, you just gotta love it, Frank. You gotta love it.
I love it, lady. I'm sitting here in the car because I'm getting ready to leave now, and she's looking at me, and she's just looking. She's got her two boxes, and she's like, and I'm like, I guess I'll take it. She doesn't know I'm doing the live interview, but she's just doing her job, and I appreciate it.
That's like Chad. He's up in Charlotte, and he's in this little booth with plexiglass, and a guy from the local newspaper wants to know what he's doing. So he has to stop and tell him what he's doing.
Exactly. Hey, and that's the beautiful thing about it is you never know what's going to happen when you're doing live anything, and that's the fun part. And you know what I was taught a long time ago? Be transparent. If something like that happens, explain it. It's going on. Stuff like that happens to everybody. And I've experienced that on live television. I've covered the Savannah Hockey Classic years ago and had a puck come over, and hit us and hit the camera. If something happened, you might as well tell. Everybody saw it. There's no need to try to hide it or pretend it didn't happen. So, hey, you know what? It's easier to, just to go with it. It's live.
Hey, so Frank, we're talking about covering local sports and talking about, let's stay on the hockey front right there. What's your name, or what you think the I'm sure you've been asked this. What do you think the hockey team should be named? Everybody's got an opinion about it. Everybody's throwing their two cents in. So I want to hear, was Frank, what are some names you guys been batting around?
You know what? I'm just so glad that we get another sport added to our resume here in Savannah, to the repertoire. I really haven't even thought that much about the name. Plus, the guys with the bananas really flipped the script and changed the game. You know, I would think about something tough, you know, the Savannah Gladiators or the Savannah, you know, Ice Gnats or something. You know, something, I mean, Ice Gnats, maybe.
That's,
I mean,
that, ice is not bad.
Yeah, you know, the Frozen Gnats. I don't know, something. But the bananas really changed the game when it comes to team names. So I'm going to let it, and I'm going to leave that to the creative folks out there, the folks who think outside the box, because, you know, so many people, when the Savannah Bananas was announced, I remember that day because I was the MC in that event. So many people went crazy. There were a lot of people who thought it was the dumbest thing they've ever heard in their life, while others thought it was the most brilliant thing. And you know what? I don't care what you're called. You can call yourself Mud. If it's sports and it's happening in Savannah, I'm just excited about it. So I don't care what the hockey team calls itself. I just know that's going to be pretty cool to have professional hockey in Savannah, because I do love that end market hockey classic. I do love, you know, when we have college hockey. And let's remember, two different things. You got the college hockey, which is completely different from we got guys who are just a step or two away from playing in the NHL is what this professional hockey is going to be. So it's going to be some fun times there. And I have a feeling once we, you know, get everybody vaccinated and healthy and get going and that stuff starts, you're going to see some big crowds down there at our new facility. And I think hockey is going to be a fun addition for Savannah.
All right, big guy. We've been asking people this question the last three or four shows. You and I and Chad love our food. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Heck no. Hot dog's not a sandwich. Hot dog's a hot dog. A sandwich is a sandwich. You know, it's like me and my daughters were having this debate the other day. I was eating a Hot Pocket. And they said, a Hot Pocket is a sandwich. Like, who raised you? A Hot Pocket's not a sandwich. A Hot Pocket's a Hot Pocket. A hot dog's a hot dog. A hamburger's closer to a sandwich than a hot dog.
I got you. All right. Favorite food at Coach's Corner?
Oh, boy. There's too much. I can't. I mean, I've had the pizza. I've had the wings. You can't put me on the spot like that because I've had almost the entire menu. There's so much good food there. I do like the wings, but I like it all. And I go heavy with yaps too. I mean, anytime I can have their appetizers, and it doesn't matter what it may be. And I tell you what's also cool is swinging by there, and I've done this a lot. If I'm on Victory, I'll run right in, and when they have their lunch specials of the day and everything else, you get such a variety there as well. So I've known John for a long time, and again, supporting those local businesses, especially those businesses that have been cornerstones for so as long as they have, is great. The venue is awesome. The food is just out of this world. So thanks for making me want Coach's Corner now. As I get ready to go cover golf and softball and be in Statesboro and can't get Coach's Corner. Thank you for that.
All right, Chad, anything more for the big guy?
Nah, man, listen, like, as always, just so appreciative of him and what he does and covering every signing and getting there and doing those things, man, and covering these kids. It is super exciting. Like, you know, they're – just give you an idea. So here this weekend up in Atlanta at the Next Gen Camp, you got a lot of Savannah guys. You know, Hayes is here. Jake Merklinger is here. Josh Washington from Country Days Middle School, he'll be here. There's a couple of guys from Liberty County, quarterbacks are around here today. Crumahawk is here from BC. You know, so it's so great to see these kids getting out of Savannah and getting up here in Atlanta and coming competing. And I think it's awesome. And a lot of that goes back to really the coverage we get in Savannah is second to none compared to everywhere else. And so these kids get, and I give a lot of credit. I was talking to some dads last night, like Holden Gurner gets a lot of credit and those that came before him are helping putting, you know, Savannah and quarterbacks and everything's on the map right now. And it's because of the coverage And that's what these guys said last night. The Elite 11 guys are doing this and covering it. It's like, hey, it's all about exposure. And what you guys do for local student athletes is second to none, man. So appreciate it.
Well, Chad, real quick, let me just say that, you know, we're in a market where, yes, we're at different stations. Yes, we're quote unquote competitors. But what you have at the different stations and Dennis Knight and the guys at the newspaper, you know, what you guys are doing here with sports, you know, you have so many media members that are on the same page, you know, really wanting to give the exposure. And I love that, you know, yes, you're going to get, everybody's going to have different kind of coverage things and different stories are going to get covered. But at the end of the day, what I hope, and especially now that I'm like the dean, the old guy, when it comes to television sports and stuff, which I never thought I'd see the day, that, you know, this younger generation, we have a lot of young folks on television covering sports, that they understand that this is what it's all about. It's about the exposure. Our job has changed over the years. It used to be about scores and highlights. It used to be scores. It used to be highlights, who won. Now, one of the biggest roles that we have is helping to expose and give exposure to these student athletes, getting them on social media, sharing their accomplishments with the world, helping them get opportunities outside of high school. And you know what? If you don't believe that, all you have to do is take a look at who's following you on those social media. And I can't tell you how many college coaches are following me on Twitter and Facebook. So I know, just like the kids need to know, when you're out there posted on social media, people are watching. So represent yourself well. If I'm going to put your highlights out there, if I'm going to put your accomplishments out there, you need to be you know, doing what you need to do and take care of yourself on social media. Because guess what? There are coaches watching. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the coach Carl DeMasi over here. I'm talking about nationally, folks are watching. So our job as the local media it has changed. We now have to help promote those student athletes. And that's a great thing, because when I started in television, we didn't have the internet. You know, we didn't have social media. So it's a great addition, a great tool to have. And I tell you what, this social media and the internet has made our job a lot easier too. I remember back in the day when we needed final scores, where we would have to call coaches on their handheld, you know, phones connected in their office and pray that a coach was in there. Now it's as easy as a text. Now it's as easy as clicking on Twitter and seeing that the school's, you know, social media accounts has posted the score and everything else. So thank goodness. Yes, there are some headaches with technology, but there are some good things as well.
Well, big guy, I always appreciate you. Once again, starting Wednesday night, 7:30.
Yep, 7 o'clock. Yep, 7 o'clock. 7:30 is when I'll finally get a chance to eat dinner and catch my breath a little bit and get ready for the next day. But yeah, 7 o'clock. So excited. Join me and Amy Zimmer. I'll actually be in studio, and Amy will be out live at the landings. And I'd be remiss. You know, you talked about this award. You talked about all the great things. And again, I appreciate the kind words. I can't do what I do without my teammate. And I've been blessed over the years to have some great folks helping me out and being part of the sports team at WJCL. Started years ago with Alan Kinsley, and it continues right now, of course, with Amy Zimmer. And I can't forget, you know, someone who's become near and dear to me is Stephanie Ferrat, you know, who is now teaching and married and has a kid. Hard to believe all of that, but, you know, the things that they've done to help, and they're just as much award winner or to be thanked for the coverage, because there's no way we could do it. And Amy Zimmer has been near and dear. And, you know, I hope I don't let the cat out of the bag. We'll be having a signing ceremony soon. So Amy Zimmer ain't going nowhere for a couple of years. But we're good.
Well, you know, big guy, there's three ladies at home that got your back, because without them, you wouldn't be doing what you do.
No, there wouldn't. I mean, again, and, you know, I can't do what I do without, you know, Lori, my Abby, and my Aubrey. You know, they're seldom seen, but hey, they offer me the opportunity to go out and do what I do, and I do what I do for them. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to golf next week, and then I'm looking forward to being at actually taking a spring break with them. So I'm going to do a little R&R here. We're about a couple weeks away from taking a week off. I'm going to go off the grid and concentrate 100% on my girls. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, sing my girls for me. No, I'm only joking. Have a good one. Appreciate it. I'll see you during the week.
All right, guys. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thanks, Frank.
Anytime. The big guy. I mean, great award. He deserves it. The Georgia sportscaster of the state of Georgia. First time ever anybody from Savannah. He works his butt off. And like you said, he's got a great support system. Lori at home with his two girls. Then it goes to work with now Amy Zimmer, then Stephanie Farratt. Hey, Alan Kinsley was just as great. I mean, when those two were together, that would have been a great wrestling tag team.
Yeah, man, it is. You know how it is. I mean, you're only as good as the people around you. And he's had some great people around him, great support. But also he puts in the time and effort, and that's what makes these guys, like you said, everybody right now in Savannah is on the same page, trying to tell a story, trying to help these student athletes. We talk about the exposure part, and so it is great to see that in this day and age. So it's awesome.
All right, let's do this quick. I got to get out of here. It's a packed house. I had to move from the sound garden. I'm in here. Do you have three out the door for me, or are we done?
No, I can get you out the door real quick. So we're going to keep it. Baseball wise, baseball is coming up here, very, very soon. All right. And yeah, got your Braves hat on from there. All right. So let's talk about real quickly. We know who your favorite Brave is of all time, because he says your favorite baseball player of all time. So just go ahead and let Cat out of the bag. Tell everybody once again, who's your favorite baseball player, Atlanta Brave, all time? Hammering Hank Aaron. All right. Number two, who is your best pitcher? Favorite Braves pitcher of all time going into season here?
You're really killing me. I'm on the radio. You got Smoltzy, you got Maddox, you got Clavin, you got Phil Negro. You know what? Before the Braves were the Braves, I got to go with the old knuckleballer himself. I got to go with Phil Negro. I love Phil Negro. I learned how to throw a knuckleball when I was a little kid because of Phil Negro. I got to go with Phil Negro, buddy.
That's a good one. That's good. And lastly here, all right, you got Hammer and Hank. You got Phil Negro. All right. The Braves have not had – they've had pretty, from a managerial standpoint, they've been pretty solid. All right. But you've been in baseball a long time. If you had to pick your favorite Braves manager – all right, favorite Braves manager of all time, who is it?
I've said this 1,000 times, if you've heard me. It took a Brave to make the Yankees great in Joe Torre. It took a Yankee to make the Braves great, Bobby Cox. How could you not go without Bobby Cox?
That's good, man. I love it. I thought that's where you were going. I thought some names you were going to throw out. But, hey, as we're getting ready in, the opening day is not far away, 2 weeks here. That's my three Braves question for you out the door today.
April 1st, the Braves against the Phillies in the city of brotherly love. And then they
first
come
day
back
of spring today. I know it doesn't feel like it in Savannah or here, but today's the first day of spring.
Yes, I knew that was my opening, but I forgot to even say it when we started the show because I didn't know I was getting shifted out to the cold weather. But anyway, once again, tell Hayes, have a good time. Absorb everything because I'm not plugging my son, but Dennis Knight wrote a great article about Russell Demasi. He's the offensive coordinator, co-offensive coordinator, assistant head coach. He does everything at Savannah State. But he sat there and he absorbed whatever was around him about the game that he loves so much is football. And that's the only way you get better at it. You got to learn from others. And he's going to learn a lot up there. He's going to learn defenses and how to read defenses. And he's going to have a lot of fun. And that's what I'll mess up his name. Jake.
Yeah, Jake Merklinger.
Yep. And the kid from BC, that's another one I mess up all the time.
Yeah, Crumahawk. So, Luke Crumahawk.
I mean, these young guys have to learn how the game is played. And just by being around people, that's how you do it. But anyway, enjoy your time up there. Have a lot of fun. We'll be now, listen, people. We will not be at Coach's Corner next week. We won't be at the center of the universe, the sports universe, but we're going to be at the center of the golf universe. will be at the Landings Club for the Corn Ferry Club Car Championship. I've done it every year. Now I'm shifting it from the radio to the internets, and hopefully you can join me out there, because I'm telling you right now, it's a great experience. We'll be located right at the 18th hole. I mean, it'll be a lot of fun. So we're going to take it over to a local golf event venue that's always been a lot of fun. And I don't know if I could bring the Herb Brothers with me. I don't know if they could be quiet out there.
Yeah, I think I don't know if that's a destination for them, but you never know. They could be. They could tame it down a little bit, maybe. Maybe.
We'll find out. And then I might have the pleasure of doing something with the Savannah State Tigers, which I'll let you know during the week. So I'm excited about that one. But once again, thank you for being with us. The 2 hours or the hour and a half or whatever, how long we go, always goes so quick. We enjoy what we're doing. So until we see you next Wednesday night, don't forget there are 5 shows now on the Coach's Corner Sports Network. Okay. Wednesday night starts at 6 o'clock with Rubbin' and Grubbin'. Hey, they're up in Atlanta for a race.
Yeah, and they took the banner with them. That's good.
They'll be going live from the Atlanta Speedway with the NASCAR race that's going up there. So tune into Facebook, Coach's Corner Facebook page, and you can catch the Rubbin' and Grubbin' team up there at the Atlanta with the, of course, the producer, Lawrence Bennett. Yeah, he took the banner on it. I know. He left this out to dry. So John Henderson had to make a makeshift banner out there, okay? Don't forget the Coach and AD Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, then back here Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. Then, of course, when the golf tournament starts in April, back at the Masters, we'll have the 19th hole with the Herb Brothers. Then our 2 podcasts, Travis Jordan, Spencer Maddox, does a great job with the Hot Grids podcast. Go check it out. They broke out the NCAA basketball. And, of course, the new show, Who's On First? Baseball show with the coach and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. So until then, may it be your best week ever. We're out of here, Chad. Have a lot of fun. Stay warm.
See you, man. Talk to you soon.
Go throw some pigskin.
Yeah, man, I'm going to watch a lot of pigskin being thrown. That's for sure.
We also can get some breakfast here with some pigskin Monday through Friday from 6 to 10:30. If you
ever
want
to meet up. Get some country ham, baby. Get you some country ham. Don't hate.
And don't forget, gazillions of TVs here. March Madness out in the Sound Garden tonight is Slippery When Wet. And it's a Bon Jovi tribute band. I went to Departure last week. It was great. But I'm pretty sure it might be sold out. So check CoachesCorner.net to see if you can get tickets tonight for that band tonight. All right, we're out of here. God bless. I don't have my mask. I left everything in the sound guard. Mask up. There you go. Wash those hands. And we'll talk to you later. Peace out. Chad, have fun.
See you, man. Have a great day. Later.
You too.